A lot of activities happening this weekend around the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The holiday is on Monday, and joining us to talk about that, because she knows everything that's going on, is the chairperson for the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission, the city of Elyria. We have LaTanya Conley. Good morning, LaTanya. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you, I might ask?
I'm doing well.
So let's talk. There's a lot of things. In fact, today, I guess, there are some events that begin for the holiday.
Yes, this is finishing up for the 39th annual Martin Luther King Holiday Commission celebrations that were sponsored by the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio. They started last Friday, and tonight concludes their activities, and they're going to have a fellowship dinner. It's going to be at the Canissa House, which is located at 142 Cleveland Street here in Elyria, and the dinner starts at 6 p.m. So again, for anyone who would like to catch at least one of the first activities part of the holiday weekend, it's going to be tonight, Friday, January 12th at 6 p.m., 142 Cleveland Street, Elyria. And then that starts us off with everything else that's going to be held in commemoration of the King holiday. This year, our local theme is Honoring Determination in Pursuit of Infinite Love and Humanity. On tomorrow, we're going to have the 6th annual Northern Ohio Baptist District Association Celebrating the Dream. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Second Baptist Church of Elyria, located at 427 Chapman Lane, Elyria. It's going to be featuring the Elyria High School Madrigals. They're going to have various musicians, vocalists, and praise dancers. So again, all of these programs that I'll be sharing are open to the public, and we do hope that everyone will come out and support us. On Sunday, in Lorain, there's going to be the Greater Victory Christian Ministries annual King Holiday Celebration. It's going to be at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening, located at 559 Reed Avenue in Lorain. And again, that's going to be like a musical, and they'll probably have a speaker. But it's, again, just an opening of the holiday weekend. And we all know that Monday, January 15th, is the National Day of Service, honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we will have our commemorative walk always from Ely Square to Elyria High School. We'll be going into the Performing Arts Center. The walk starts at 10:30 promptly. Most of all, people start lining up here about 9:30, 10 o'clock. This is the 32nd annual Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community-wide celebration. And again, the main program starts at 11 a.m. in the Performing Arts Center, located at 600 West Avenue. This year, we've invited as a keynote speaker Reverend Mark L. Johnson, Sr., who is the pastor of Liberty Hill Baptist Church of Cleveland, but he was ordained here at the Second Baptist Church in Elyria, so we're glad to welcome him back. Our mistress of ceremonies is none other than Miss Janessa Webb, who is the meteorologist for News 5 Cleveland. We're going to have entertainment by Miss Talayla Perkins and Mr. Simeon Fuller. This is and would be Dr. King's 89th birthday on Monday. So we're going to change it to be more celebratory versus ceremonial, and we're going to have, instead of the community education fair, we're going to have just a community birthday party in the lobby from 12:30 to 2 p.m. And I must say it's going to be a sight to behold because, excuse me, the Elyria City School District children, school-age children, have done birthday cards for Dr. King that's going to be on display. And I got a chance to get a sneak preview of that, so I just want everybody to come out and see all the cards that the students have done. Also on Monday is the annual King Soul Food Dinner. It's going to be at the Marcel Hall, 117 Overland Road here in Elyria. It's $12 for adults, $9 for children under 12. This is an all-you-can-eat soul food buffet, and that's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a dine-in or carry-out, and it's sponsored by the Marcel Holding Corporation. The Elyria Parks and Recreation Department is having an open skate at the North Park Arena, 901 Duffy Street here in Elyria. That's going to be going on from 1 p.m. to 3:30. $5 for adult skates, $4 for youth admission, and then $3 for skate rental. In Oberlin, they're going to have their annual rededication to the dream. This is going to be in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, This is going to be at 12:15 in the afternoon at the corner of South Pleasant and Vine Streets in Overland. This is their traditional memorial ceremony consisting of various readings and songs. Coming back to Elyria, we're going to have the Elyria Public Library System at all of their local branches. At the Central Branch, which is located in downtown Elyria, they're going to have a Make It, Take It craft and a scavenger hunt. This is going to be going on all day. At the South Branch, located at 1611 Middle Avenue, from 1 to 2, they're going to have arts and poetry. And then at the West River Branch, located at 1194 West River Road North, all day they're going to be having an MLK scavenger hunt. And then an I Have a Dream craft catcher that they're going to be doing along with some book sharing. So there's a lot of things that the Elyria Public Library System is going to be doing. And then in Lorain, their public library system is also going to be having various activities at their main branch located downtown at 351 West 6th Street. From 2 to 3, they're going to have a Dr. King's protest against equality and activity writing. At the South Branch, located at 2121 Homewood Drive, at 6 p.m., they're going to be making a community peace rock. And again, that's where people can write messages of peace and love on different shapes of rocks. At the DeMarcus Branch, 4125 East Lake Road, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., they're going to have a Celebrate Dr. King's Legacy with a community service knitting and crocheting project. And all of those items will be donated to charity. Also in Lorain on the Monday evening is Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace. There's going to be a mass demonstration at 12 noon, and that's going to be at 113 East 28th Street with programs at the Lorain Public Library System South Branch. And then this event is sponsored by the Interfaith Ministries of Lorain County. Again, Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace. Well, our activities continue on through next week. Wednesday, January 17th, the Lorain County Community College, they're going to have their annual King Celebration. It's going to be in the College Commons at 1005 North Abbey Road. This is from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's sponsored by the Office of Student Life. On Sunday, which will be the third Sunday in the month of January, the Lorain NAACP is having their annual King Celebration at 4 p.m. at the Wesley United Methodist Church, located at 220 West 7th Street, Lorain. And their special guest is David Hardy, Jr., the Lorain School's CEO. And concluding all of our activities on January 23rd is going to be the State of South Elyria, located at the Wesleyan Village, 807 West Avenue, at 6 p.m. This is going to be from 6 to 8 p.m., sponsored by the 5th Ward Councilperson, Mr. Marcus Madison of Elyria, and he, along with Elyria City School Superintendent Dr. Jama, will provide a community update and discuss how our community is transforming itself into a community of promise. So there's always something to do in every part of Lorain County. And so on behalf of the Elyria Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commission, I welcome our entire community to come out and support at least one of the activities that we have shared today.
LaTanya, no doubt about it, a very impressive list. You've been involved in the celebrations and commemorations for many, many years. Here we are, 2018. What's it all mean to you now?
It's still about hope and peace, and I think that's why I really chose the theme this year of honoring determination in pursuit of infinite love and humanity. That's what we have to hold on to. And so as we look around the world and we see what is happening, and again, this year's celebration is all about Dr. King's 89th birthday, which would be on his birthday Monday, the 15th. And then also people have to realize that it's been 50 years since Dr. King was assassinated on April the 4th of 1968. So our commemorative program again this year, not only the celebration of his birthday, but we will also recognize it's been 50 years since we lost him due to the assassination.
You mentioned how you have the students, the school kids, write birthday cards. Can you kind of give a sense of what some of the things, because kids are always interesting to what's going on in their mind when they write a birthday card to a figure that they've maybe studied about, learned about, would want to express
their happiness. Well, the program on Monday is going to be their unveiling, because I just got an opportunity to see a picture of how the schools put them together. So it's their form of expression, and that's what we wanted. When we had for over 30 years, we had the essay and poetry contest to allow them to express themselves on how they looked at Dr. King's life, his work, and his teachings. This year, we again, more of the birthday party situation, we felt that you can't have a party unless you get a card, so we wanted them to express themselves in the card. So it's going to be a treat for me, but just when I got a chance to see the picture of all the cards, we're expecting hundreds of cards to come in because this was, again, all schools, not just any one particular. All schools have been asked to participate, so we're just looking for an overflowing of expressions.
Sounds great, and it looks like it'll be a lot of activities, as you mentioned, throughout the county, everybody participating, and people can get it. We'll be posting some of the listings that you also gave us here online as well if people want to find out more about all of those events. Latonya, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing it with us. Great.